When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who would have thought, Matthew, in a spooky episode, technically next week will be more spooky, that politicians are also imposters?
It's too real.
There are politicians among us. Imposters are among us. The name of the game was Among Us, and politicians played it. Dun, dun, dun.
And the politicians were good at being imposters?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
Because that's their job.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I would assume that is a safe bet. Also, real quick, before you even say what you're thinking, are we approval of the new height?
Oh, yeah.
Are we approval of the correction?
Yeah, I need some lighting, though.
Well, listen, we're taking it one step at a time here in the Gamers 2 HQ.
So maybe some spotlighting. A little...
I think what really needs to happen is there needs to be a... We're not doing that. We're not doing it now. This is not what we're here for. But it needs to be a corner bookshelf with a stand lamp coming out of the back of it.
Maybe.
But not like a typical stand lamp, like a construction light style LED. We're not doing this right now. This is a gaming podcast.
What you could do...
We're doing it.
Is you could do the drop down sound panels for an excuse to put LED lighting.
LED lights above it? Yeah, just put a giant, two giant rectangle panels and then just LED light the on top of them.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you for joining the Gamers 2 podcast. All right, clearly we're not going to get through that. That version of the intro.
No, finish it. I'll stay good. I'll stay good.
No, I don't even know where I was going with it. I was just going to be like really like NPR and like low key about it.
It was a mix of NPR and I was waiting for you to do your Mr. Rogers. Like, hold on, I got to put on my shoes.
That's basically what it was.
Take off my sweater.
Let's see here. This is the Gamers 2 podcast. Obviously, you're here. It's October 23rd. Remember the day? Points for Matt. Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. And that's that.
I would appreciate an NPR intro. Just like once. Like every now and then. Like you have to not tell me and just hit me with
well,
it.
That's
like,
the, that like was you the went plan.
Because that was great.
Just but you broke and then I was like, I can't. Nah, I've just lost it.
It was the whole, I don't expect that at all. And Matt just goes into soft, dulcet tones of, thank you for listening. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh. And everyone's like, I don't know what the fuck this podcast is.
Our jimmies are being rustled. We don't know what to do anymore. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's random. Could be anything. You don't know. You don't know what you're going to get.
No one knows.
We don't know what you're going to get.
This podcast could be like a box of chocolates, Matt.
If it was, I would eat it.
People have said that about us.
They have terrible taste.
So do we. But not terrible taste in new games.
Debatable, but we'll use it as a segue.
Oh, you wait till I call your favorite one of the game of the week. The favorite game of the week. Here we go. New releases for the week. Number one, Amnesia Rebirth for the PC and PlayStation 4. Number two, Doom Eternal, The Ancient Gods Part 1 DLC. Number 3, Drone Swarm for the PC. Number 4, The Guys for PC. Number 5, Solasta Kron. I went to go really Hispanic out for absolutely no reason. Solasta, Crown of the Magister for PC. 2-point Hospital Culture Shock DLC. I hope that is as funny as I remember that game being. Hope it's a good play on words. Number 7, Beyond the Wire for PC. Number 8, Love, a Puzzle Box Filled with Stories for PC. Number 9, PUBG Season 9. Why is that on here? Number 10, Tenderfoot Tactics for the PC.
Is PUBG still a thing?
Apparently it has seasons now. I've never called out 1 through 8, but we're on 9.
It's kind of our thing.
That is true. We'll eventually get to one where I say, wait, there's more of these. Number 11, Disc Room for the PC and Switch. Number 12, Double Plug Switch for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and of course, the Switch. Number 13, Dwarfheim for the PC. Number 14, Hello Puppets for the PC VR community. Number 15, Lonely Mountains Downhill. Eldfjall.
That sounds good.
I like that. That's the most Norse I can get because it's Fjall. The DLC for Lonely Mountains Downhill. Fun game if you haven't tried it, by the way. It's on Game Pass.
Should add that to my list of games that I'll never get to.
It's on Game Pass. It's on Game Pass is my version of It's Free Real Estate.
Yeah. Very much so.
That's on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 16, Outbreak Epidemic for the Switch. Number 17, Pokemon Sword and Shield, the Crown Tundra expansion is now out. Which also saw Galarian, Ponyta, and Farfetch'd show up in Pokemon Go. And now you can get Sirfetch'd in Pokemon Go. Number 18, The Red Lantern for PC, Xbox, and Switch. Number 19, Torchlight 3 has come to Switch. Number 20, Valhalla Harbinger for the PC. Number 21, Galicide for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Now on to Matt's favorite game on this list. Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams, Dry Twice for the PC.
That should be like on a t-shirt, Wet Dreams, Dry Twice.
But in the entire Bond font and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supermarket Shriek for the PC, PlayStation, and Switch. I hope that is ghoul. I hope that's you playing Supermarket Sweep as ghosts.
Might be on something.
Or some version of
that. That reminds me. Now I'll let you finish.
Okay. Last game. Transformers Battlegrounds for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch.
What was the game that Sark was playing that was they were ghost hunting kind of?
Phasmophobia. Yep. $15 on the old Steam account. Phasmophobia.
Is that PH?
Yeah. Like a phantasm. Phas. PHAS. MA. Phobia. PHOB. IA.
Thank you for coming to the Gamers 2 Spelling Bee.
I'm not losing again, damn it. I only compete against myself, and I swear to God, I'm not losing again. I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm my own loser.
I am me.
Some deep shit.
When you really think about it, though. You wait, because I'm naming my imaginary blitzball team.
I am me.
I am me.
What are you feeling this week? You feeling odds, evens?
I'm feeling evens.
Evens.
Because I don't feel pretty odd.
Steven.
I don't know where that came from. Because what was the odd version of that?
I don't know. It's a thing. It's a show, isn't it? Or a movie or whatever.
There was a show on Disney, I think called Even Stevens, but like, I think that saying was around before that.
I don't know.
And even then, if you had Even Steven, you're somebody's just like, Steven, yeah, you're even. Get it? Because like they rhyme. But then somebody's like, what about odds? And they're like, oh, I don't know. He's gonna hate me for it. Odd Todd.
Odd Todd.
That's the only thing I can think of that even comes close to odd.
Rude.
And then what Steven do you use? V or PH?
I don't know.
Fen or Vin? Steven?
The
it's
first...
when you give me the side eye, like, are you done?
The first ever Twitch stream by U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez drew 439,000 peak concurrent viewers last night. Not last night. It was middle of the week.
Yep. So we'll just go with this week.
The highest peak ever for a politician. I feel like that's a low bar.
Yeah. What was the higher? What was the first record? 1,000?
It was. I read it, but it was low. It was no. It was Bernie Sanders, and it was
200
like something? It was 139,000.
Oh, okay.
I mean, low bar.
He didn't campaign before.
Yeah.
This was known about before it was going to happen.
The number would bring Ocasio-Cortez's Among Us stream into the top 20 biggest streams on Twitch when compared to metrics from Twitch Tracker. Ocasio-Cortez's stream consisted of several hours of her playing the game Among Us alongside her fellow U.S. representative. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Omar. It's Ilhan Omar. Sorry if I butchered that. And popular gaming streamers that I do not care to list out because...
Pokey was in there.
Yeah.
Toast, I think, was in there.
Dr. Lupo.
Yeah, I think Lupo was in there. Yeah, there's quite a few in there.
There's a few.
It was... I did not watch any of it.
I did not either.
Some clips. And the clips are about what you expect. But hey, cool.
Cool. Get Out the Vote.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Omar because I don't know if it's Ilhan or Ilhan. Like in,
I mean, you probably pronounce her last name differently as well, but
probably. She, I believe, built her own rig, or like she, her account on Twitter tweeted out her custom rig, like specs and everything, and I was like, that's a pretty fucking good rig.
Respect.
So I was like, all right, yeah, well done. Good to see.
What a time we live in.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Look at us. Look at us.
Making our way.
What a thought. Look at us.
Making our way into government. We'll take over the world soon.
But yeah. It was, I don't know. It was, you'll get a bunch of boomers that say it's stupid. I understand. You get a bunch of right people saying it's stupid just because they hate her. That's fine. I get that. I get why you're angry at enjoyment of people.
let them have fun.
Let them enjoy things.
Yeah.
But it's still cool to see. It's like the Drake thing, except I think this was blown less out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Drake thing was the one thing I think that had a higher,
higher
peak concurrent.
Yeah. And I mean, the Drake one was, I think, overblown just because people are like, oh, it's Drake and Ninja. But it's at the same time, you're like, yeah. Bomb. I'm, that's better. You can tell that's better than their other ones they did. Except for Amy's. Don't shit on that one. Because that one actually took effort. Ooh, shots fired. It's a good move to have, and just more a, like, yes, the whole get out and vote and everything like that. But I don't know, it's just kind of like a, it is very hello fellow kids. But like, there needs to be a hello fellow kids. You need to acknowledge your audiences.
I think they're younger than we are.
I don't think they are. They might be younger than you. I don't think they're younger than me.
Wow, you didn't have to fucking twist the knife, bro. Yeah.
And it's not by much at all, either way.
Nah, I think they're real close. Like,
yeah, maybe, they're right around us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just a cool thing to see.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming based on how... Well, this is a big assumption, but I'm guessing based on how positive the coverage was, is that it wasn't cringy either. It was just them playing the game.
Yeah, for the most part, it seemed to be.
Maybe someone can tell us.
I haven't heard. I haven't seen what you would expect if it was cringy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen I haven't even seen anybody like complaining about their voting, like their voting promotion.
To me, cringy would be Biden Animal Crossing Island. That's cringy to me. I don't know.
I don't disagree. But we'll leave that there.
There's just better ways to spend your time.
In terms of this specific event, because while we both agree that other one was dumb, this specific event, I would have expected, if it was really bad, to see the comments or threads, not from people just like, oh my god, I can't believe you're doing that, like, mm-hmm. not that, but like the actual, if it was cringy, you would still see left-sided people being like, oh no, I can't believe this happened, or that was that way, or anything like that, where, I don't know, it seems like it went okay. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but
I don't know. It's not maybe often. Maybe some highlights will pass through my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm sure at a certain point we'll all just start getting recommended when they start spitting out those re-election highlight reels where, like, remember when she killed so-and-so in Among Us? You're like, oh, yeah. I don't vote for her district, though. So, number two. Sony's next-gen PlayStation 5 console has a massive internal cooling system composed of, why am I doing that voice? Composed of, among other things, a gigantic fan. The fan will use software to improve the fan's performance over time based on data gathered from individual games, according to a new interview with Yasuhiro Utori, Sony's mechanical design chief. Quote, various games will be released in the future, and data on the APU's behavior in each game will be collected. We have a plan to optimize the fan control based on this data. End quote. Utori explains that multiple temperature sensors are placed on the console's main board to collect data while the APU runs any given game, and that data is what will allow Sony to optimize the fan going forward on a per game basis. That's a cool feature.
It's interesting.
We'll see how much it really works, and yeah. I think it'll be another one of those things where it could be dependent person to person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you cram that sucker in a cabinet, obviously.
Right, or even going back to like our PS4 discussions, if you're constantly using yours as a media device,
mm-hmm.
you're already going to be putting it under a load more than I will. So like, if then you do all of that and then put it to the game, and then I put mine that didn't do any of that to the game, I might see still better performance anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's still good to do that instead of just you have fans on or you have fans off.
Mm-hmm. Practice what you preach.
Hey, listen, I didn't want to buy the 4-pin fan, okay?
No, you didn't want to buy the 4-pin fan that didn't have RGB. Don't lie to yourself.
Those don't have RGB. Those are only white.
Oh, wow. LED.
There you go. Insult me correctly. But yeah, cool feature.
Cool feature. I didn't put the weight of the console in here. Do you want to talk about that?
It's not specifically the console.
The whole
it's the
package.
The whole box. So when you pick up your box from whatever store or the mail or off your porch, depending on how you got yours.
If you're bougie and they deliver it to your porch.
If you didn't get to pre-order one, well, you know, whenever you get to the store, here's how much weight you need to lift. 2021, you know, whenever you get yours. 14.7 pounds. Is the weight of the box. That includes the console, controller, blah, 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 battery pack, or, you know, power supply, which actually they just use the cord now. So all of that, cardboard for the box, the manual, that probably weighs a pound. So, you know.
I'm guessing the console is probably like 11 pounds. 11, 12 pounds.
I would probably say 12. Then miscellany to get it up to the other 2 pounds if possible. But yeah, I mean, it's still a hefty console.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You're going to have some child walking up, can I get a PS5? Like, can you carry this?
I just remember the video of the teardown, and the console was like the size of the dude's torso.
Yeah. I mean, small dude, but yeah. I can't wait till they send you the picture of mine. No. Like, you, depending on when I get it, you might be here the same day. Because I don't remember when. Is that a Thursday? Or is it a Friday? You might be here the same day I get it. But it'll just be like, yeah, look, it's the size of my torso. I can wear it as body armor when I get bored.
You can lift it for weights.
Yeah. When I get bored while I'm waiting for loading screens. Wait, I'm not going to be waiting for loading screens. Yay.
Yay, we're in the future now.
What's the... I was going to say it was the reverse of the Interstellar. This little move is going to send us back 50 years.
More Sony.
What is this, a Sony podcast?
Sony confirmed in a blog post on Thursday that several popular streaming apps, including Apple TV+, Amazon Prime Video, Disney+, Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, Spotify, Twitch, and YouTube, would be available when the PS5 launches on November 12th. Notably absent from the list is HBO Max, which is currently in contract disputes with Amazon and Roku over the inclusion of the new streaming app on their platforms, and pay TV options like Sling. The anime streaming service Crunchyroll, owned by the same parent company as HBO, will be available at launch, a spokesperson confirmed to The Verge. Additionally, Sony confirmed that the four previously unmarked buttons located on the dedicated PS5 media remote would serve as a dedicated launch buttons for Disney+, Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube. You know what I'm not a big fan of? Dedicated media buttons.
You want to know what I'm also not a big fan of? Dedicated media buttons.
Maybe if you could, like...
If they were programmable.
Yeah, and they weren't branded. Yes. Like, they were just blank buttons. Yeah, yeah. Or like,
there's nothing I hate more
than... I've seen the colored ones that are just like, you know, red, yellow, blue, green, or whatever.
But there's still nothing more than I hate than when I pick up my remote and I just see an Amazon button and I'm like, I'm not pressing you out of principle now.
Yep.
I will get to you manually.
There's some on my TV remote and I literally never use them, even though I use most of the apps.
There's a couple on mine and I plugged a Fire TV into it because I was that spiteful. The other thing, interesting, and I know we don't have it in here, and no, I don't know. I'm only going to highlight the headline that I've read and not the article.
No, we're
going to
fucking talk about the whole thing.
If you know the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
UK version is missing crucial apps, apparently. Crucial streaming apps. I don't know if it includes anything on this list, but there was a headline that said that. So if you live in the UK, take a look.
Yeah, that's got to be... Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's some tomfoolery going on with rights and whatnot.
Speaking of streaming services, did you hear that Quibi's dead?
I don't even know like what Quibi was. I remember seeing the ads at first, and they were like all the exclusive stuff they were going to have.
Yeah, they were the ones that got that like $2 million or $2 billion whatever in funding before they even launched.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to give you like 10-minute shows.
Yeah.
Perfect for if you're on a bus. Or you're taking a dump really long.
Yeah.
Or anything else. And what do you mean it failed? Yeah. Shocker. Told you that was going to happen.
And all that money just poof. Goes away.
La 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 la. It's like Baymax.
Yeah.
Streaming services. I mean, I don't plan really on using my PS5 for those. For the most part, I'll have a couple probably queued up just in case, but I will switch inputs for the majority of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not everybody's case. So,
yeah.
Good that you'll have them.
Yeah. Kind of the calm. As far as consoles go, it was definitely a calm week for console news, given it's that calm before the storm.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get.
We got November 1st is the big, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, like you were saying earlier, before we were going on, the media consoles went out.
Yes, yeah, media. The Xbox ones went out last week or 2 weeks ago. people started now just showing their PlayStation 5 ones that just showed up. So
some, this is a funny, kind of a funny story. Some analyst thinks that the PS5 will sell over the course of its lifetime between 500 and 600 million consoles.
I don't know where that puts it because I don't remember.
That seems like a lot.
That does.
And they said that it'll effectively like end the console war.
Yeah, right. And I predict there won't be a PS6. Okay, cool. Are we all done with dumb takes from 2010?
Hot take. I don't think we'll get another Xbox. That's not really a hot take.
It's not going to happen either.
I don't know. xCloud going to give it to you.
No, because here's where I will refute you. We're not doing this. We're not doing this 10 years in fucking advance.
Well, you want to wait until we get to the Xbox stick thing? And we'll rehash this? Or do you want to just do it now?
Yeah, let's rehash it at that point. Speaking of Xbox stick thing, number four. Microsoft's head of gaming and Xbox, Phil Spencer, has hinted that the company is planning TV streaming sticks for its xCloud gaming service. In an interview, Spencer said, "I think you're going to see lower-priced hardware as part of our ecosystem when you think about streaming sticks and other things that somebody might want to just go plug into their TV and go play via xCloud. You could imagine us even having something that we just included in the Game Pass subscription that gave you an ability to stream xCloud games to your television and buying the controller," end quote. Microsoft is also working on a web-based iOS solution for xCloud that will debut in early 2021. Quote, "We have a good solution on iOS that I think it'll be coming kind of early next year. I feel good about the solution that we have," end quote. Phil, you're welcome for the solution. I told you to do that to get around Apple's bullshit, so props to me. Also, the part where I refute you.
I refute you? Okay, continue.
Number five. No. a combination of two things. This plus the Series X.
Mm-hmm.
What I initially pegged Lockhart to be. More than a stick, but not as powerful as a console.
Mm-hmm.
To be that streaming box.
Yeah.
That they eventually rebrand. We finally get there, that they just go back to calling it the Xbox.
I think they'll have those, but I don't consider that a console.
Damn it, he wins. He wins. He wins because he moves goalposts.
Well, I think
if they call it the Xbox and you say it's not an Xbox, I don't know if we can have that. If they don't call it an Xbox, I will give you the win.
Let me tell you where what makes me say that, though, is because I imagine if they do that, it'll be simply a streaming device. And you won't be able to load games onto it. Like, it won't have that level of storage. Right. It'll just be streaming.
Yeah. Yep.
And if it had the capability to play digital game, like to download digital games, I would consider it a console.
Okay.
So it's kind of like splitting hairs. And most likely they would go the download digital games route anyway, so they probably would do a console.
I do see what you mean by the differences.
I'm thinking like NVIDIA Shield type stuff.
Yeah, and it's not a splitting hairs thing. It's a fair point. I still refute you and believe that there will be a console.
Okay, that's a safe bet.
I think we'll kind of end up meeting in the middle, kind of, where they do figure out what I thought Lockhart meant. Was not that they would have an Xbox One S at one-third the power or whatever, but that they would have, One S, Series S, whatever.
Who fucking knows anymore?
There's an S, it's an Xbox, you figure it out. I don't know anymore. That you will have, once they kind of figure out the idea of having some stuff get rendered at your console and up above to potentially reduce latency times that they might not necessarily be able to do perfectly with the stick, that might become a true option, that those become your two boxes instead of the two boxes plus stick. The other kick is I'm wondering partially if this stick, now I mentioned we've come up with the stick idea a while ago. mostly because Stadia did it and we went, that's stupid. What if Microsoft did it? So here we go. The other part is there's a part of me that wonders if Microsoft, in looking at the way they're handling the Apple thing, went, we're not building apps for all these fucking streaming sticks. Just buy our stick and be done with it.
Yeah.
We're not going to build the app that you have to go download on Apple TV and then we have to go through this whole lawsuit again. Just buy the stick and plug it in and be done with it. No, I'm not worried about a Fire TV. Just plug a stick in and be done with it. No, I don't care whatever you want to do on Chromecast. Just plug a stick in and be done with it.
I kind of think we're closer to solving latency issues. It's like someone needs to put all the pieces together. Like, someone needs to take, like, the DLSS stuff, well, like, the deep learning resolution bullshit.
Yeah.
And also the machine learning predictive algorithms and, like...
Have a baby.
Yeah, and just mush it all together, and then we'd have it.
No kith.
No kith.
It's that mixed with the... Not a Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls problem, but kind of. Are there 9 crystal skulls? Is that what the number is?
Sounds right. Sounds good. I'll take it.
Well, so let's say there's 9. I don't care if I'm wrong. We'll say there's 9. There's also 9 pieces to this problem. But now, 9 different tribes have claimed these skulls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And none of them want to talk to the other one so that way they can actually know it. Screw it. Dragon Balls are better. They all have different Dragon Balls. Nobody wants to put them all back together. Because they all don't want to work together. They only want one person to have all the Dragon Ball, yeah. So you need to slowly eliminate competition.
It's Highlander. There can only be one. They're cutting each other's heads off.
So eventually they'll kill Stadia.
Stadia's...
That's what I mean. Eventually they'll kill Stadia.
It's I think not we talk it. About Stadia at some point.
I don't think
point.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think we talk about the part of Stadia that I am referencing.
No.
The fact that one of the directors at Stadia, I think one of the Stadia studios, is a piece of shit.
Nope.
Good thing we don't talk about that. Alex Hutchinson, piece of shit. Moving on.
The more sexual stuff? What is this one?
He's the one from Ubisoft that did claim that females are hard to animate. Also that video game journalists are racist in the sense that they favor Japanese people. And now he has also said... what did he say? Due to the DMCA stuff related to Twitch, he was claiming that gamers should be more worried, or streamers should be more worried that they're not paying licensing fees for their games that they're streaming to publishers. As a non-lawyer, he's just claiming things where...
Sounds like he's someone who just shouldn't talk.
An actual lawyer chimed in and was like, no. Good try, but no. So anyway, yeah. Piece of shit, but we'll get there eventually. What did I talk about before this?
Sticks. Dragon Balls. Highlander.
Yeah. We used a lot of metaphors to solve a problem. We did say at one point we hope that Stadia would potentially, you know, Google has the power to, they have a lot. But now we have 3 big players.
Yeah.
Stadia. We have 3 big players. Stadia started big and now is a toddler. They've the reverse David and Goliath. They've kind of just gone down.
Benjamin Button.
Good call. Yeah, Benjamin Button.
Keep the metaphor train going.
Yeah. They're aging backwards super fast. Microsoft, up and comers. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
New guys into the arena looking pretty good, looking fresh. Got the aviators on. Hair's back. All good.
Now it's my problem.
I love that video. It's so good. It's not my problem. Teacher, I want the little Czechoslovakian boy's desk too. Little
Hitler. It's a good video, people. Look it up.
Robot chicken. And so, yeah, you have Microsoft, and now it's my problem. Literally, basically doing that. all right. Nobody's got this whole cloud gaming thing fixed out. All right, here we go. And then Amazon went, ooh. And now here we go.
Amazon's like, are you guys fighting over here?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I see blood in the water. Can I get a free kill? Kill steal? Just picture finding Dory, I believe. Finding Nemo, one of the two. Mine, is that?
mine.
But just, it's the seagulls, but it's just Amazon in the back. Mine.
Pretty accurate.
Free real estate. As well, all three of those guys are like, we're the only ones in this market, free real estate.
All right, let's see here.
It's Microsoft Game Pass.
Xbox Game Pass. Continuing the Microsoft train. Mojang announced that users will need a Microsoft account to play Mojang games going forward. The change will also impact Minecraft Java Edition and is mandatory for everyone who's been using a Mojang account or a legacy Minecraft account to play. The migration will start in early 2021, where new players will be required to create a Microsoft account rather than a Mojang one from this fall on. Those who already have a Microsoft account will be able to merge it with their Mojang account. Players who have multiple Java accounts will need to migrate each account into a separate Microsoft account. Their reasoning for this is that the move will allow for increased security and better parental controls. Kind of like a bound to happen situation.
I was surprised it hadn't happened already. It's been a few years.
It's been a while.
And I know I don't have a Mojang account. Or anymore. I definitely have it attached to some email somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, you, I'm pretty sure you have to have one. Somewheres.
No. I mean, I do. I don't know what... Couldn't tell you what email it's on. But I've owned Minecraft 5 different times over, so...
Yeah, that's what...
It's somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know which... I had the... There's a few versions.
On the plus side of Minecraft, not worried if I don't have it.
Yeah.
Just go sign up for a new account and keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting. This isn't going to get the same bullshit that the Oculus Facebook one got from us.
No.
Because that's actual bullshit.
Well, if anything, this might make, which is really surprising, this might make it easier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because whenever we did decide to play Minecraft, it was always a fucking trip trying to, like, re-find my account and then reset the password and then figure out what fucking version I needed to... The
one thing I have debated doing, I haven't done it yet, but I've debated doing it. Ah, ha, ha, ha!
Yeah, fuck that finger.
There's something stuck in my finger. I'll figure that out in a minute. Is using that server... For a Minecraft server.
Check. Minecraft server. Check.
And then just have it running for us. And we can just play Minecraft.
It's a great plan. We'd enjoy it for maybe a month and a half. And then we'd all just spontaneously stop playing.
Combust?
Oh. Combust.
But the option would be there, is what I'm saying. Is that it could be done. Let's move on, though. And not talk about Minecraft anymore. Because all I can think of is the villages that we left behind.
Sad.
It's not the friends we made along the way, Matt. It's the villages that I left. All that hard work while you had a dirt hut and went down into the ground, and I built up a glorious village center and put my house in a mountain and stood there.
One of them was blown up.
One of them was blown up. Not that one.
Okay.
That was the one. The one I was talking about was the one where I believe...
That was the water.
Dewey dropped lava out of his house and burned Tyler's house down?
Yeah. First he
tried to burn Tyler's house. Like,
first he dumped water down it.
Yeah, and then I think he accidentally burned Tyler's house down, and that pissed Tyler off to the point that he didn't play with us anymore.
Yeah, and I was in the process of building like a giant castle, and it just looked like a huge fucking stone gulag or something.
Yeah, because you guys were trying to do the Japanese,
like the temple. Yeah, the not pagoda,
not pagoda, but that arch bendy style.
No, maybe it's pagoda.
Maybe.
Pergola is the... Yeah, so it's pagoda.
Yeah, it's not pergola. I know
that. Yeah, it's not the pergola. It's pagoda.
Yeah, so building one of those. And I was just locked in my little two-story house.
Like a fucking creep looking out at us like, don't fucking come near me.
I just had glass windows and a little balcony and a door, and I was just like...
They're at it again.
They haven't done anything, and it's just a gray fucking wall. I'm going to go make sure the farm's done.
Walk out of my house. Wheat, 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 wheat. Plant some more. Put that in the bin. Walk back in my house and then just start staring out the window again like that wheat will be done soon.
Ah, Minecraft.
And then Kenny's building a gigantic treehouse behind me.
Oh, yeah.
That I built a secret pathway to so I could just get up there whenever I needed to. Fun times.
Yeah. Now it's overly complicated, so we probably would have a hard time.
Now, yeah, there's caves and things and nothing like watching that trailer when we're just both like, ah.
You got me.
No idea. I'm swimming. Number six. Google is launching a series of Stadia game demos that are truly free to play. Starting Tuesday. This Tuesday?
This past Tuesday.
This last Tuesday. Okay. Starting Tuesday, existing or new Stadia users will be able to play demos of Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Bundle. Don't know what that is. With more coming later this week. These will be available for 7 days and won't require a Stadia Pro subscription or even a form of payment to play them. It's like a real demo.
It is like a real demo. It's amazing.
It's a clear attempt from Google to entice more people over to its Stadia service with an easy and free way to play game demos to see if the service is worth paying for. Google held 3 consecutive days of game demos and betas. Humankind became available Wednesday. Immortals Phoenix Rising demo arrived on Thursday. Each demo game will be available for 1 week free of charge. Google also announced that Respawn's Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is coming to Stadia on November 17th. Interesting. When we read the line written in such that it's a clear attempt from Google to entice more people. And I read the lines before that that said, Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Bundle. I don't know that you're enticing them with the right thing.
They're trying.
All right? At least Humankind and Immortals Phoenix Rising are 2 upcoming games that are not previous franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-Man, we're aware what that is.
Yeah.
And if I die to Blinky because of lag, I'm going to lose my mind.
Did you...
Clyde. Because that orange fuck, I tell you, he's up to something.
Did you...
Then he blinks blue, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
xCloud's out.
I'll give it to you.
xCloud's out, right?
Yes, yes.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
It is in my list of...
To do. Your to-do list. Your honey-do list.
It's my own honey-do list for gaming, but it's... I haven't found like a reason to do it yet. I'm still kind of like, what I want to find something that I want to play that I would play anyway and mm-hmm. then do it, but yeah. I'm just not there yet.
There was a few that I was like, oh, I mean, if I played mobile games, I would play that on a mobile, or like, what was I thinking? There was a game where I was like, oh, that'd be cool to like just play randomly when I was like, you know, out and about, and I was like, oh, how would I do that? And I was like, wait, I could Bluetooth an Xbox controller to my phone and play it on xCloud. And then yep. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I forgot what the game was. So classic. Wow. Matt.
Yeah. I got this great idea. What was it?
Exactly. That's my life.
I'm pretty sure I've solved cancer.
Just forgot it. Amazon's cloud gaming service.
I remember how I solved it. I murdered astrology. Wrong yeah. cancer? Shit.
It's a good joke.
Hey.
Amazon.
No, it's not. I got no laughs. Hear the crickets?
Well, there's no one else in the room.
I know. I'm going to edit crickets in.
Okay.
Chirp, chirp.
Amazon's cloud gaming service, Luna, has entered early access this week. A small number of U.S.-based customers will receive invitations to test out the service and even purchase Amazon's game controller if they so choose, although it's not required to play games on Luna. With early access... Players will be able to access Luna, available across Fire TV, Mac, PC, and on web apps for iOS. An Android version is expected soon. Early access requires you to subscribe to the Luna Plus game channel, which comes with 50 games for $5.99 a month. A Ubisoft-specific channel is also expected to launch soon. You won't have to purchase individual titles, and early access players get 7 days of Luna Plus for free.
Arguably has the best name.
Luna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not X something.
Yeah.
And it's not Stadia, which I think is a terrible name.
Stadia, terrible. xCloud, I'm like...
I don't care that it's technically pronounced Stadia, because that doesn't help it.
No, it doesn't.
Stadia, as we've agreed, is much better.
I don't mind xCloud, because it makes sense for Microsoft's branding, but...
The family of X products. But it's getting... Microsoft is teetering Apple problems.
Yeah.
Where we have the iRack.
Yeah. Another really good video.
It is.
Just
keep throwing money into it.
Now, Luna is cool because it's, like, catchy and
yeah,
easy to remember.
Hey, are you playing on Luna? Simple. Yeah. You playing on xCloud? What are you, a nerd? You playing on Stadia? Never heard
No,
of
because
that.
Whenever anyone says, are you playing on xCloud? I'm going to respond with, xCloud's going to give it to you.
And then you just give them the big old X chop. Just, hey, yeah!
Too immature for this.
How great would that be if we were still working retail? Expo didn't just suck at chopping a bunch of random people.
They'd be like, oh, okay.
Especially Black Friday, just stand up on top of the counter and just, Xbox, you need one and you need one. Good times. Yeah, no, Luna, I haven't gotten my invite yet. I signed up for it.
Fucking dare they? I'm gonna email Jeff Bezos and give him a piece of my mind.
Matt's doing it for me. Who else? Storm the gates.
Don't we have people for this?
Seize the means of production.
Eat the rich.
What's one of the other Karl Marx lines? I think it's from each their worth. From each their worth to each their.
Needs or something needs? Like that. That's...
I think it's from that. From each their worth to each their needs. I mean,
I'll get back to you on that.
All right, you get back to me on that. But yeah, I'm still curious to try it because I want to see how it plays. If I do get access to it, that'll be my time to test xCloud and Luna, because I've already tried Stadia. And then once I have them all available for trying, I'll try them. It's also funny that
from each according to their ability to each according to their needs.
That's right, yeah. Close enough.
Not technically his quote, but one that he made popular.
Yeah, yeah. The... I don't know why I know that.
Fucking communist.
Yeah, fucking commie. It's interesting that they're going to have an app on iOS.
It said web-based, didn't it?
Web apps.
What's that mean?
Normally that would mean browser-based. But I just wish they would say browser-based. So I don't have to have this fun joke of... Is Amazon going to go do the same fight that Microsoft already is doing?
Oh, they don't. Fuck it.
Number eight. Sees us go to France. Oh, oui, oui.
Oui.
Ubisoft. That was not French. That was Magnasoft. Microsoft. Ubisoft is merging its loyalty program, Ubisoft Club, and desktop app Uplay.
Before you continue, have you seen this yet?
No.
Okay.
How much of the headache is this going to give me?
It's not, because here's my argument with this before you go over it.
Okay.
There's no fucking merging. It's essentially what it already was, and they're just renaming it. But continue.
I was going to ask that after I read these two things, because the Ubisoft Club... was inside of Uplay.
Yeah.
Also, it is now further referred to as Uplay because Ubisoft and Uplay.
Uplay.
Doesn't make sense if I say Uplay and Ubisoft.
We really fucked up by not calling it Uplay before.
Oh, the future is bright, Matthew. The future is Uplay. Ubisoft is merging its loyalty program, Ubisoft Club, and desktop app Uplay to Ubisoft Connect. In addition to a rewards program, it will introduce crossplay and cross progression in games such as Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Watch Dogs: Legion. Or I said colon. The new hub will be available for free, but it requires a Ubisoft account. Ubisoft Connect, quote, aims at giving the best environment for all players to enjoy their games and connect with each other, whatever the device, end quote. I'm ignoring the part that it says Ubisoft said. Players who use the service will be able to earn Ubisoft Connect XP for playing games and completing in-game challenges. Gaining XP will allow players to level up their Ubisoft Connect accounts, which will award a secondary currency called Units.
It writes itself.
It's so good. Secondary currency called Units that can be used to unlock various rewards for different games. Additionally, players will be able to see what their friends are up to and get news through the service's feed. Ubisoft Connect will launch on October 29th alongside Watch Dogs Legion. So, I guess the theory, or I guess part of it for
stroke.
Oh, a robot stuttering on a line.
Yeah, the crossplay part.
Well, not just the crossplay part. I think the crossplay is awesome, and the cross progression I think is even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sure. That's cool. If I did have it on both PC and my PlayStation 5, I could do that. Mm-hmm. I think the key part is, yes, we have Uplay on our PCs. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. But you don't actually have Uplay on your console.
Yeah.
You sign into your Ubisoft account. And you can still do the earning of the rewards with the Ubisoft Club and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And your club stuff was the same between both.
Mm-hmm.
But now if that's what they're saying is that they're merging it with, okay, you now have Ubisoft Connect on your PC. And it's called an Ubisoft Connect account on your console. And they're the same. You go,
yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
So if you are subscribing to their streaming, don't they have a streaming service? Uplay, right?
Uplay has a...
Or a subscription-based service.
A version of Game Pass.
Yeah, so is this insinuating that you'll be able to use that across consoles?
I don't know maybe? Potentially. I think the idea would be potentially. That's as much as we can say because... Mm-hmm.
They'd like probably...
I know you could do it on PC, obviously. I know it's available there, but I don't know if it's available on the consoles.
Yeah.
A la Game Pass isn't allowed on a PlayStation, obviously, that makes sense. But an EA Play just became available not too long ago on both, because for the while it was locked to just Xbox. And mm-hmm. not long ago did it show up on PlayStation as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not positive if Uplay Connect, is that work? Yeah, Connect? Yeah. Is, right?
Ubisoft Connect.
Ubisoft Connect. Is available on the consoles as well. Obviously it'll be available on the consoles. We specifically mean the game subscription service that they have, because I think they had a I don't remember if they had two tiers or not. I know they had a $15 one that got you all the games day and date and blah 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 stuff like that. I still haven't used it because since they announced it, nothing's come out that I want.
Yeah, it's a hard
and I already
hard sell
I already
on
own
one.
The Division.
Yeah,
and I've heard nothing but bad things about Breakpoint. I suck at Rainbow Six. Assassin's Creed is going to be a Christmas thing. Watch Dogs probably also a Christmas thing. Every other game that looks the same from them, downhill mountain bikes and dinosaur suits. I don't remember what the hell the name of that game is.
Steep 2. No.
The people that made Steep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something. Steep Legion.
Something Ridge? Ridge?
Ridge Runners?
Runners?
No.
Riders? Ridge Runners?
That doesn't sound right.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm still talking about Ubisoft, so you can look it up.
All right, it won't take me long.
Ubisoft revealed some new details on the did I skip something here? I did skip something here. Ubisoft revealed some new details on Assassin's Creed Valhalla's season pass, which will grant access to the Legend of Beowulf quest and two major story expansions, the Wrath of the Druids and the Siege of Paris. We're going to run through a quick overview. Did you figure it out yet? No? Okay, keep going. The Legend of Beowulf quest. In this exclusive quest, players will uncover the monstrous truth behind the Legend of Beowulf, available on the launch day.
Riders Republic.
Double R.
not to just jump in the middle of your story, but...
That's all right. Riders Republic. Okay. Fuck. God damn it. Yeah, no. Legend of Beowulf, available on launch day. Hate when they do that. The first expansion will be Wrath of the Druids, which will be out in spring of 2021. In this new adventure, players will journey to Ireland and unravel the mysteries of an ancient and mysterious druidic cult, tracking and discovering their members. Diving into Gaelic myths and folklores, they'll need to fight their way through haunted forests and dazzling landscapes while gaining influence among the Gaelic kings.
Okay, so I have questions.
Yes.
Part of this might be classist. Just warning. You know, trigger warning, whatever. Isn't the entire point of Watch Dogs, and we've had this discussion when you're playing Watch Dogs 2, to be hackers.
Yes.
Or tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are you supposed to go take on a druidic environment?
Other game. The other one.
What?
We're talking about Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. That's the part that I messed up, is I didn't put that in the intro.
Because I saw you finish with Watch Dogs and then transition into this story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I retract my rant because I was quite confused.
I mean, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. What if they released the DLCs and they accidentally swapped them, but they still work?
Yeah, no. I can't wait till I can play as Ivor in Watch Dogs Legion.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will find him. He's in there, I bet.
He's just walking around and you're like, oh, you can be Eivor. Sorry, Eivor, not Ivor. You can be Eivor. Huck axes at people. He doesn't understand computers. Good luck. He's actually useless. He just walks through security gates just setting alarms off constantly.
The second expansion in the season pass is the Siege of Paris, which will be out in the summer of 2021.
See, this is what confused me. Because we're going to Paris.
Yeah.
Legion.
Made no sense.
I think it takes place in London, but...
Yep. In the Siege of Paris, players will have the chance to relive the most ambitious battle in Viking history with key historical figures of war-torn Francia. During this key moment in history, players will infiltrate the fortified city of Paris and the River Seine. I don't know if that's how you pronounce that. I don't really care.
I think it's Seine or Seine.
Under a prolonged siege, uncover enemy secrets and form strategic alliances to safeguard their clan's future.
So just beat a bunch of people to death.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is also going to receive new seasonal content every few months. The first season will launch in December 2020 and will add a new settlement area.
No.
Yes. Preston Garvey. The Yule Festival, a new game mode called River Raids, and more. No. Season 2.
No. Preston Garvey and boats.
Season 2 will begin in March 2021 and will include a new game mode that builds on the game's new narrative content, whatever that means.
I like that we have a roadmap. I already know I don't care.
Yeah, I mean...
Unless I somehow fall in love with this game, which I'm doubting... I feel like I'll have a happy finishing, but I won't want to continue.
I generally enjoy Assassin's Creed games, but their downfall is that they're normally too long.
Matt just said he enjoys Assassin's Creed games. We need to just take a minute.
because if this is,
I liked Origin. This is, I like Odyssey.
No, hold on. You like the new Assassin's Creed games because this. Why am I holding on to this? This is the.
I liked 1 and 2, and I Black Flag was okay, although some of it pissed me off.
Listen, the whole thing should have been shit, but I understand. This is coming from Matt, who before Origins, whenever I brought up Assassin's Creed, you were in the constant, not bitch fest, because that sounds bad, but like...
It's a bitch fest.
It was a bitch fest. Because it's rightfully complaining with the movement and things. Mm-hmm. You were basically I don't know if you've seen the meme that's the stick figure drawing of the guy playing the controller, and then he's crawling up the wall, and he just, woohoo, and he just jumps off, and the guy hucks the controller through the window or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that was Matt. Because the running was not intuitive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, I hate Assassin's Creed games, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now we have gotten Matt to turn the corner, turn a new leaf.
I like the RPG. I like the newer way they're going with them. But the issue is they are too long. So, like, there's so much game, you don't need the fucking season pass.
Yes.
It's kind of one of those weird situations where if they... Without losing quality and content, shortened the playtime, I would probably buy the season pass.
I don't know, take out 70,000 hours of extra shit?
Yeah. Like, they could legit cut the game. Like, if they cut out all the extra content, and it would still
be... How much better Odyssey would have been had they done that?
Yeah.
One of the biggest, bar the sailing, biggest reasons I couldn't finish Odyssey, there was so much... I was losing my mind, and it forced you to do it in order to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you have not all the side stuff, obviously, but like you have to go do side stuff because your level is not up to this. And you don't get there just by doing the main story,
which is insane to me because main story and side quest was still a fucking significant portion of the game.
Yeah. Like main story, no matter what the game is, unless you're introducing the idea of side quest to me, like the first one that ever shows up, side quest should ever only be optional,
mm-hmm.
and to the point in such that it's not saying that like, oh, if you don't like, yes, technically they're always optional. You could finish the game at level 1 if you wanted to. You just have to play it really carefully and good. Like, no. Main story quest should keep you at the levels you need to be at all the time. So like, you finish the next story, the next quest is right. Required level 11, the quest before got you to level 11.
Mm-hmm.
If you so want to be overpowered, go do side shit. Which is a lot of my problem with Odyssey, other than the fact that it was too soon. They should have taken the year off like they said they were going to, and I'll never forgive them like that. I'll never forgive the Japanese!
They claim to have fixed a lot of those grinding issues in Valhalla, and I'm really curious...
With what?
That's the thing. I'm really curious to see what the resolution is here.
But we also couldn't just take them out.
So
have you heard of Preston Garvey? You're going to gain experience by turning in resources to your settlements and capturing new settlements. That's how it's not repetitive. The settlements are in different locations.
Can't wait.
I'm having an aneurysm being the guy in the joke comic of the three people in the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how do we fix this? Do this. Just remove all the bullshit. Yay! Out the window I go.
Eat him.
Yeet. Did you see the glorious meme I posted in, or the Twitter I posted into Discord? Trick or yeet.
Yeah, trick or yeet, yeah.
Just huck candy at kids on the sidewalk. I'm going to get full-size candy bars and just...
There was videos of people doing that.
What was there?
On Reddit, like, just...
It would be a mix between that or... I'm sure you've always seen the classic take on a hot dog pulley system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need a hot dog delivered to the living room. Pulley system.
Yeah.
Same thing. Candy bar goes in the boat. Pulley out to the kid. Kid takes the candy bar out of the boat. I use the pulley to pull the boat back, put a new candy bar in, send it back down.
It's more fun to throw candy at them.
Oh, 100%. You want a full-size frozen Snickers bar? Yeah.
Gotcha.
This thing's rock hard. You're going to have kids running away like, I don't want to trick or treat there. You're just, oh.
Trick, motherfucker.
This is a really delayed treat. Woo! It's frozen. Number 10. Candy apples that are just frozen.
Throw them like fucking potato mashers. Like,
just watching things crack and like explode like they were glass on the sidewalk because the caramel just snaps off of it.
There's going to be like wars where like parents and older people are like throwing things like that and the kids are fucking humchucking eggs at them.
Or there's going to be the point where like the kid, one of the kids just gets offended and he just catches it and just turns around and hucks it back at the house. You're like, no, my own treats have been used against me. I'll never forgive the French. Number 10. A month after launch, Take-Two has patched in unskippable advertisements for third-party products into NBA 2K21. The ads are appearing some 6 weeks after the game's initial launch on September 4th. 2K Games has issued a statement via the game's official Twitter account revealing the inclusion of the ads was at least partly a mistake. While the publisher stops short of apologizing and does not suggest it will make the ads skippable, it does indicate these were not meant to appear so quickly after the game starts. We weren't supposed to spit on your graves just yet. In due time, though, I will piss a smiley face into your grave.
Full price game.
Full price game. Hey, the reviews are done. Give them ads.
So shiesty.
As Michael Jordan said, fuck them kids.
That's got like lawsuit written all over it or something.
It should. It won't. Something, something, end user license agreement, reserve the right to patch whatever the hell we want and deal with it. Suck it. YOLO. All these legal terms.
Suck it. YOLO.
We do whatever we want. 2K in this sense is slowly getting to be the other meme that I've seen that I do quite enjoy if it's captioned correctly, which is the man getting the medal around his neck. Have you seen this one? It's a guy getting a medal around his neck on like a podium. He's doing the whole biting celebration the medal,
and everything,
popping the champagne, pouring it over his face, and just going absolutely insane.
Then, like, it pans out.
And it finds out he's third place.
Yeah.
It's like, somehow you're falling behind EA.
Someone's got to do it.
But you're also, when we read the end of the year NPD numbers, 2K will be just number one?
Mm-hmm.
Behind Call of Duty, of course.
Yeah, always.
And actually, the NPD numbers, I'm going to have a heart attack, are going to be interesting this year.
I'll make sure I include them.
Only because Cyberpunk, a game we've been...
Coming out late, though.
8 years in the making.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, same thing, though. Like, it's the Call of Duty, Cyberpunk, and then sport games, and then GTA 5.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, ooh, where do you guys get to fit this year?
Publisher Devolver Digital has acquired Serious Sam Studio Crow Team.
Okay.
Though the terms of the deal were not disclosed, Devolver stated in an announcement that Crow Team would keep total creative freedom under its new ownership.
Cool. Good for them. I mean, they were already publishing Serious Sam anyway, so. And number 12. Cyberpunk 2077 is using a state-of-the-art animation system to offer full...
He's dying.
To offer full lip-sync for 10 dubbed languages that will be available in the game. Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that one, I read that and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's a lot.
That is so ridiculous.
I'm really curious about the technology. Because then what does that mean for LA Noire 2?
I tried to do that old man's face.
Yo, the old sour lemon face?
Yep.
I can't tell if he's lying. If you ever play LA Noir, in case you're curious, I'm pretty sure the Mexicans did it. That game is... every time.
Alright.
If you can find the videos, Idiot Detective on YouTube. Good time.
Some random shit to mention. Tom Holland on his Instagram posted the first photo of him as Nathan Drake in the movie, the fucking Uncharted movie that's been 9 years, I think.
Let's say the first official, not fan edited, mm-hmm. photo of him cosplaying as teenage Nathan Drake. Let's also say that, cool, I'll see the movie when Tom is 33.
Yeah.
So, whatever year it is, however old he is, do the math. It might be done, or we'll have to recast and shoot Nathan Fillion like we all want to.
Yeah. Well, he'll be fucking not
shoot
ancient.
Him, to be fair, not shoot him.
He'll be ancient by then.
Who cares? Old Drake.
Yeah. I would have preferred old Drake over young Drake.
Old Drake would be interesting as long as we don't go to old Indiana where, like, we need to stop this. Yeah.
Then we might need to shoot him.
Yeah. Why does it have to be snakes?
Sony released a free Black Lives Matter PS4 theme. Looks pretty cool, actually. I don't know if you saw it.
Better late than never?
Yep.
Yeah. Had, like, the fist in the bottom corner and stuff. And
yep.
Was it black and yellow, I think?
Yeah, it was, like, black, yellow, or gold.
Yeah,
something like that.
I don't
know
what the
one of those colors. I don't know.
It's actually amber.
Yeah.
I don't go to Sherwin-Williams and look at all the hues of magenta yellow, all right? That's not a color.
Could be.
I'm just curious. Magenta yellow, I don't think is a color. Urine might be a color.
Maybe. Destiny released...
How clear is your piss?
Destiny released a Beyond Light trailer, which made no fucking sense to me. But it's there.
Looks pretty. Looks like there's a lot of explosions and bright lights.
Yeah. I saw some cool, like, Vex dudes that I haven't
seen before.
So,
a lot of Vandals.
Yeah, Vandals as well.
A lot of Vandals, which are the Fallen. Yeah. There was a lot of light for the idea that we're beyond it, so...
Yeah, I don't even know where we're at this point. Like, do we have light?
Destiny 2,
do we
not beyond have light? But look how bright it all is.
Yeah.
You explain it.
And ice.
Dark Side of the Moon. I don't know why that collaboration hasn't happened yet. I'm pretty sure in Destiny, at some point you went to the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
But why on your ship there are you not playing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon?
They don't want to pay for that shit.
They paid fucking Peter Dinklage and then canned him. You know what? That's where the Pink Floyd budget went. Now that I think about it, you're right.
There it is. Intel has sold its memory and storage business to SK Hynix for $9 billion.
This is always the fun part. Who the fuck is that company that had $9 billion?
That company is one of those, like, oh, we manufacture, like, half the world's
ARM
memory chips.
ARM equivalent, I guess. Yeah. Which is a 40 billion transaction, so it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that SK, and maybe, you know, I could do a little bit of research and find out and not be this uneducated swine. There are esports teams, or used to be, or might still be, that were SK Gaming. I wonder if they are their teams, if they're their sponsor.
Maybe. I don't know. Is that stand for, like, South Korean, maybe?
No, they're, like, SK was a European team.
Okay. I think this manufacturer is, like, Taiwanese, maybe, so...
Close enough. I mean, geography. Don't look at a map. Just take my word for it.
I'm just saying.
Taiwan, close to Sweden.
Cod Blops Cow Zombie Onslaught Mode is a 1-year timed exclusive to PlayStation.
The only thing that I'm kind of bummed about that... is it would have killed on PC.
Yeah, it would have. 1 year seems like a long time for something like this, too.
And I wonder if it is just the zombie onslaught mode versus zombies.
Yeah, I wonder it's just onslaught.
Yeah, so that part I don't think will be, because zombies will still be available,
mm-hmm.
it'll be... The blow won't be as bad.
Yeah.
But
full
zombies on PC would have been better.
I suspect that this is, like, really going to be just like an extremely rudimentary horde mode. And that's it. And it's not going to be anything fancy. So.
Yeah, your old Killing Floor style. Mm-hmm. But even not as good as Killing Floor did it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
That's it for news.
That's it. And it's been 7 days, Matthew, since we've last done this. What have you been up to?
Well, I did play some more Watch Dogs 2. I did uninstall it because I couldn't do it anymore.
I played to the point of it left my computer.
Yep, exactly.
Do you know how far you got? Like, not even completion percentage. Like, roughly what your last mission was?
FBI building.
Okay, I think I know that. That's the one where there's, like, a walkway that you're in. And then there's a door that you have to somehow sneak around.
Yeah.
That is the mission that, when I say I remember one mission, it's that one because I spent way too much fucking time on it. I constantly would get caught.
I spent a lot of time in it, and then I found, I had a hard time getting out.
Yeah. I had a hard time getting in.
Getting in, I found that there's like a track that's basically purposely put there. Oh. So for the fucking RC car. To go through the vents. So I did the whole thing. I
found that like Googling it, but I don't remember doing that. And I remember spending a lot of time in there.
So you know how there's that pathway you cross to get into the next building?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even go there. I just hung out in a fucking, literally like a closet, RC card the entire mission, and then left.
Yeah, the majority of what I think I did is I took a scissor lift, mm-hmm. and I lifted myself up on the scissor lift.
Mm-hmm.
And just threw the RC card out and just sat up in the scissor lift and just drove around.
That works too. So yeah, I bailed on that. As far as games go, I mean, that's about it. I played Among Us last weekend.
You did?
With you and your cohort of friends there.
Murdered me twice.
Yep.
At least.
Maybe. I wasn't keeping count.
Twice I remember specifically.
Did it just
fucking... Because it was back-to-back games. No, was it was back-to-back games.
I got imposter twice in a row.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was back-to-back games in about
five. I was sweating bullets. Because, like, that was my first time playing. So, like, when you're imposter and that was you first start time, moving. I was, like, I was fucking, my heart was, like,
ugh. Yeah, when I get imposter, I'm just sitting in my chair, like, and then if conversation starts, like, somebody finds a body, I'm just, like, I don't say a fucking thing. Yeah. Don't start trying to, you know, do anything. And then somebody's like, it might be, and I'm just like...
It's really bizarre, because you do have to, like... You can't say too much, but you can't say too little either, yeah. So that was really fun. Samantha really loved it. She was like, oh, I hope we play again next weekend. So, that's cool.
That's good. The joke that I did potentially go to put in place at one point, but it wouldn't have worked, because you would have been the only one that got it, and the other nine would have kicked me. So I was going to Blair Witch.
The whole time I was also thinking of doing it, but I was like, Nate would be the only one.
And
he would just be like, is he really doing this right now? Like,
I think I called somebody for it. I don't know if they weren't doing it obviously on purpose. It was just one of the randoms.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was like, oh my God, they're Blair Witching. Blair Witch, bold move, Blair Witch strategy. But I think it was because I might have been muted and dead, but it was because I couldn't hear somebody else through. I had muted Maggie,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't hear through the speaker. And sounded like somebody was having their own conversation with themselves. I was like,
yeah.
Blair Witch strategy? Is it really working? The best part, I think one of the best parts of that was our final game or second to final game where you, me, and Dewey are all just standing on top of each other.
Just sitting there?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, what the fuck?
We're like, we're in agreement. We're apparently now in agreement. Do not move. And then the sabotage went off. We went over, fixed that, and went right back and just, this is where we are now.
One of my favorite games was where Dewey caught me, like, red-handed, and there was four of us left, and one imposter, and I was the imposter. And he caught me red-handed, called a thing, or, like, found a body or whatever, and, like, had... Everyone was, like, he was like, Matt did it, blah, 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 and I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. Everyone got so confused, because I don't think they knew who was, because it was one of the games where he had taken my name.
Oh,
and he was saying, yeah. Matt did it. So the votes were split because half the people
got confused.
Got confused. And then we went back to the game, and then I just immediately killed him. I was like, Dewey, what happened?
Yeah, because I think you self-reported, too. You're like, oh, what happened, Dewey? Who would have thought you died? Because I was dead. Yeah, I was dead listening to that, and I was like, that is too good. The whole thing is too good.
There was
that one. There was a moment when Dewey changed his name to It's Nate.
Yeah.
It's Nate. It was definitely it's Nate. And I'm like, oh my god, I can't do this. And I was like, it's not me. They're like, no, it's Nate. And I was like,
oh. We just gotta go with Dewey names next time when he's playing and I'm fuck gonna, with him.
Yeah, I'll name myself Dewey and Big Bear.
Yeah, I'll go Dew Daddy.
Ooh, yeah, there it is. Dewey, Dew Daddy. We can do Scumfuck, but we're gonna be the only ones that know that.
Yeah. After a little bit of being lazy, I successfully installed WoW in my computer and Span's computer, so we might do a little tomfoolery there.
Come to the dark side.
She's played before, which I keep forgetting, so we'll do that. I think
it'll be Horde or Alliance Scum.
We'll probably do Horde, because that seems to be what everyone is that we know that plays.
I have characters on both sides, but Todd is Horde, so that's my main that go is Horde.
Mm-hmm. So in case like it becomes like a serious endeavor, we won't have to like put more time in. And that's it. I mean, I started a new job. I have a regular schedule. I have weekends off, so the future is bright.
So proud of you.
Looking forward to getting back to actually cooking.
I know. There have been some nights when we've done dinner, and I'm like,
yeah, it's just not cutting it.
This is just getting boring now. Because now we're back to pizza. The whole idea of doing this was to raise each other and to challenge each other to the Iron Chef of Gamers 2.
I think you're upselling us a little bit here.
No. Iron Chef of Gamers 2, you just take the Iron Chef bar and move it to wherever your relative. Listen, you can have an Iron Chef at McDonald's.
It's true.
It's just your best person at making a McGriddle. That's all it really is. That's all it comes down to. Actually, now that I say that, I want that show. I want Iron Chef done in fast food restaurants to the point where somebody just makes a joke and it's their whole thing. And they're like, and your secret ingredient tonight, shredded lettuce. The whole thing. It'd be a great time. I'd be all for it. But yeah, that has crossed my mind of like, we got to get back to that.
Yeah, so probably next time I'm up, I'll do something.
I've been thinking about something for next week because I was like, I just don't want. As much as I do love just doing pizza and subs and everything, it's like the whole reason we did pizza and subs for the most part this time was a mix of job and pandemic.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're not going to the store and buying shit. Yeah.
I did actually start a spreadsheet for games for my games, like what my list is, and it's got the game, it's got like rough playtime, a couple other things on there, relevant information, so I can start to like look at it and figure out what I want to play.
Now that you've asked Watch Dogs, what's next?
I got to look at it. I don't know. I might, because I'm kind of worried about getting into anything with Cyberpunk coming up, so I might do WoW with Samantha and then a couple of small games like the Lonely Mountain Downhill thing we were talking about earlier, and I kind of want to do Untitled Goose Game.
So. It's got local co-op now.
Yeah, true. So
another one that she'd love.
Mm-hmm.
Just honk away.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
That's where I'm at.
Cool.
Where you at?
Waiting for you to join me in WoW. In terms of what I played this week, WoW.
WoW.
And some MLB The Show. I've dabbled in some other things. Dabbled in a little bit of Dead Cells. Because that was on Xbox Game Pass. And that's... Oh, I've been playing Batman Arkham Asylum.
Interesting.
It's the only one I hadn't played. I played Knight, I played Origins, and I played City.
Arkham Asylum's the first one?
One. Okay. I had only played like snippets of it. I've never played the full thing. And I had it for free with a Batman pack or whatever on Epic. And I'm like halfway through.
Cool.
It's much more linear than the other ones, it feels. And I've just been just go.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'm collecting side stuff if I see it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
going really out of my way. And there's not, it's not like City where there's, at least not yet, where there's.
I don't think it ever gets to that point.
I mean, Asylum is if the map is large because there's a lot to go to, but it's very linear about like, go here, do this, this now. Yeah. Where City, it's like, you can do this, or you can go help Mr. Freeze, or you can go fight Penguin. Or...
Well, I think that's what I recall. Like, Arkham Asylum, from what I recall, was linear and, like, basically levels. You're, like, playing levels.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Then that was the allure of City when they came out with it. It was like, oh, we've gone kind of open world.
Yeah, so. City I love. City was great. I enjoyed Night as well. And Origins was pretty fun, I mm-hmm. thought, contrary to some weird people's belief. But, yeah, so I've been playing Asylum just for something funsies. And then when I finish Asylum, I might play Costume Quest 2.
Don't know what that is.
That was free on Epic on Thursday.
Mm.
Still is, actually. Okay. But Halloween, little trick-or-treat, collect costume game.
All right.
Why not? Fun little cute thing. The other one would have been Layers of Fear 2. I don't know who people think I am. I'm good. The only way I'm playing that is if we're all in the room and we all get to pee our pants together.
I've been meaning to bust out the VR again, but I keep...
Yeah, let's do that and play Layers of Fear 2. Oh.
Is it VR?
There might be a VR component. I don't remember. You want to shit your pants?
Just find a scary VR game and just torture ourselves for a couple hours.
Now the chandelier's out of your room, yeah, we could.
Yeah, yeah.
With the chandelier, there, that thing was coming down because I would have tried to climb onto it and like hold myself away from the beast.
Yeah, actually, it's a double whammy because the chandelier's gone, the fan's up, so it cools you and you don't get the fucking fogging lenses.
Luckily, I didn't get the fogging lenses. I got the, I'm shitting myself in my body. My body is sweating. But yeah, that'd be interesting. It'd be a fun time. Chernobylites, and there's a VR for Chernobylite.
Oh, wow. That'd be pretty interesting.
I think there is. I'm pretty sure there is. I say that. I'm pretty sure there is. Anyway, so that's basically, I mean, that's been it. I did the, in WoW, I did the Exiled Reach. Mm-hmm. The new starting zone that you can do.
Yeah.
Todd and I did it together. It probably took us with no heirlooms, so we didn't have any of the bonus experience gear on or anything like that. Just let's start it, do it, see how. I think it probably took us maybe like an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Level 1 through 10. We left right at 10.
Nice.
I think it forces you to be 10 before you leave, but. Mm. Yeah, you're 10 when you leave, and then you go to, if you're a horde, you go to Orgrimmar and kind of run around and do some stuff, and then you're like, cool, I'm here. What do I want to do? So I have a random level 10 character now that I'm at some point probably going to level. But leveling is apparently supposed to only take like 8 to 10 hours now, so.
It's a disease, it's a sickness.
Maybe I will do it. 8 to 10 hours is not bad comparatively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where before it was like double that. So. That's all I've got. I got to finish that baseball book so I can move on to reading another one. I keep saying that every week, but I actually need to do it. And I started listening to Dark Tower, book one.
Dark Tower.
Stephen King.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Gunslinger.
Mm, yeah, they did the movies that were
Yeah, they did at least one movie. I don't know if they ever made a second one of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were supposed to. I don't know if they ever did, though.
Yeah, they were supposed to. They never did.
But yeah, I started that, listening to that in the car. So when I run out of podcasts, which has happened now that I'm going back and forth from work again.
Are you?
Not all week, but just in the days that I am, I might listen to a couple. I'll listen to the daily podcast usually at home that I normally listen to, but like the weekly ones, that's one day of driving. So I need something to kind of fill the other days and. Sometimes music is good, but sometimes I just want something else. So I listened to chapter one tonight on the way home. We'll see. I picked up that because there was a deal for 2 free Audible credits.
Mm.
So I got Dark Tower book one, and then I picked up Altered Carbon book one. Or whatever that is. Whatever that, if it's book one, I don't know. It's the first book of Altered Carbon.
I didn't even realize they were based on books.
I don't know. I just saw it when I was looking for books and said, yeah, sure, why not? Hmm.
Interesting.
The estimated playtime... For Dark Tower, 7 hours and some change. The estimated playtime for Altered Carbon, 17 hours and some change.
What the fuck?
So I think that's a bigger book. But yeah, that's all I got. We're almost to spooky season. Next week will be our Halloween episode. which I don't know what that means yet. It might mean something. Maybe that means Matt and I will play a scary game. Maybe we should do that.
Maybe.
A good podcast record and then shit ourselves?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That'd be interesting.
It would be. I mean, I could... I think there's a... I'm pretty sure someone put PT in VR.
Well, I mean, you could just go to... You could buy Dreams and find it, I'm pretty sure, but...
Yeah.
Dude, I have Layers of Fear 2 was free. I just download that. We just play that. Turn off all the lights in here.
Mm-hmm.
Unplug these LEDs and...
I don't... That would be interesting. Nuts. I'm not a scary game person.
So. Neither am I. The last time I played a scary game on purpose, Kenny was here. And we were playing a game called Daylight. And he was driving, and I was sitting in the chair next to him. And we were both just like, that's it, you demon girl. Glow sticks! Just hucking them places, because we just needed to make sure you could see things. But eventually the fear subsided to the point where we're like, we're just sprinting now. There's no...
Yeah.
Now it's we've braved up to the ghost about 2 hours in, and we're like, I'll fist fight you, even though that's not how this game works. But I got places to be. I got places to be and puzzles to solve, and you're in my way. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll see you guys in 7 days. Goodbye. Xbox Game Pass. It's free real estate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.